A sea of footsteps, bellowing voices, and Palestinian flags filled Elgin Street in Ottawa on October 28th. Volunteer Lama Lam Lum tells me that the Canadian government needs to be transparent. We walk with the Palestinian youth movement and labor for Palestine amidst booming drums. Trump and Netanyahu's agreement required the release of Palestinian prisoners, Hamas's hostages, and a total ceasefire. Lam Lum says Canadians know their government is complicit in the war on Gaza.
They've been funding the Israeli regime. They've been sending weapons, even though they had declared beginning of 2023, where they said they had implemented some sort of arms embargo. We know that's a lie because the Arms Embargo Now Coalition has released a report saying how Canada has continued to fund Israel.
The Arms Embargo Now report revealed a startling amount of military exports from Canada to Israel throughout 2025. Palestinian correspondent Bushra Khalidi of Oxfam Canada expressed anger at the implication of a ceasefire.
Everybody has the right to humanitarian assistance. Right now it's being used as a bargaining chip in the ceasefire negotiations. You know, a ceasefire is a tiny band-aid, but the wound is gushing.
She says the reality of a ceasefire cannot exist in Gaza, especially as humanitarian aid is denied. Volunteers at the protest say it is up to Canadians to make a difference.
It is up to us to rise, to keep speaking up, keep showing up, keep demanding justice in Canada, on our campuses, in our parliaments, in the streets, in the press. Let our voices echo!
Brayden Murray, Radio News.